This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. And we have what I'm going to call a potpourri of fun for you here on a Friday. We have so many different things that we're talking about. There's no through line other than some days you come in and, like, we certainly have an A topic. We have the Capitals, which we'll talk about in just a moment. We have the NBA playoffs, which we'll talk about, including what Draymond had to say after last night's game with Clint Yates coming up at 4:30. We also have on the show today some preview of the Commanders rookie camp this weekend, including a chat with Jalen Lane's special teams coach from Virginia Tech, also coached some offense. So we'll talk to Stu Holt, who's a fun character coming up in a little bit. So it's a whole lot of different stuff to get you set for the weekend here on a Friday edition of the Hoffman Show. So sit back, relax, and everybody, let's enjoy the ride. We start our ride, though, last night at Capital One Arena, where this went down.
Ball with 12 seconds left. Picked up now. They're chanting Thompson's initials into the closing moments. 5 seconds left. Puck out of the zone, and that is going to do it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Carolina. We are all square heading to the Tar Heel State. Final score, Washington 3 and Carolina 1.
That, of course, the legendary pipes of John Walton on the Capitals Radio Network over on 106.7 The Fan. And, it was an interesting game because the first period of this game, I feel like, felt eerily similar to Game 1, where the Canes controlled it quite a bit. And then, you know, the Caps are right there, taking some shots on their own as well. I don't mean like literal shots in terms of like shots on net. Like they're getting some counter punches in, but clearly Carolina's in more control of the game. And they get out of that period unscathed. They come back. They start on the power play in the second period, get the goal, go up 1-0. And then the tide just totally turned. Like it just felt like from that point forward that the Capitals really controlled the game. Obviously, things are tight late until Wilson's able to knock home the empty netter. But you just have a completely different feel. And it goes back to the question that I asked Greg Wyshynski on Wednesday coming out of Game 1 and that I asked Joe B yesterday going into Game 2 of, is it possible for a team like Carolina, who has such a distinct style, has such a personality, has such a flavor, has such a methodology, has such a schematic identity. That's really the word I was searching for. Anthony, that was so many words to get to the word identity.
No, I was.
Yes. Thanks. Thanks for confirming. So way too many words. The point is that we had all of them words to get to the fact that Carolina has this distinctive identity, right? They play a certain way. They control the puck. They dictate play. They dictate pace. They dictate everything. Except for what if they didn't? And ultimately, I think that's what you get in the second period yesterday is you get the Capitals then turning this thing around where you're going, oh, okay, It doesn't have to be this way. The Capitals can actually control the pace of play, control where the puck is. They're getting out of their own zone. They're holding it for a while. And it doesn't mean that Carolina didn't have its moments. They had, I think this was early third period. They had that stretch where, actually, no, it was mid-third period, where they had the puck in the zone for like 90 seconds, and you're like, good gracious. But Washington escapes that one unscathed. Ultimately, they obviously escape all the way to the end, Anthony, and that is where Tom Wilson, who was unbelievable last night, scores the empty netter, and it was really a fitting cap to it. And that gets them the 3-1 win, and now you go to Raleigh tied up at one.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, Tom Wilson had his fingerprints all over the game. He out there blocking shots, out there, you know, setting the tone, getting a couple of hits in. And then he also puts the icing on the cake with the third and final goal. But the third period, Craig, you were just referenced it when you were talking about how long they had the puck in the zone. It was like close to 2 minutes. I'm just like, man, it was like so stressful because – usually in a power play, you see, like, you know, a team with two, like, five in a zone for, like, you know, 2 minutes because of how long the penalties are. But the fact they were in a zone getting shots off, and shout out to Dylan Thompson because, man, that dude, he saved some high-danger shots yesterday. But I think just even, you know, looking at the third period, I think, again, that was a situation where Carolina, you know, made their presence felt. And this is like who they are. They're not going to go away from it. And Spencer Carberry, he talked about it in the post game where he was like, there's still a level for the Capitals to get to that we haven't seen yet. So I'm expecting them to, you know, bounce back, you know, build off this momentum in this game two and then carry it over to game three.
The stats are interesting because in game one, I believe the stat was 90 to 33 in shots. 90 to 33. I now need to go double check that. That can't possibly be right.
I think it was like 70. I think it was like 76 to 30, 39 or something like that. Or 30.
Team stats. I know I saw 90 to 33. Maybe it was like shots that. No, it definitely wasn't that bad. I saw there was a 90 to 33 advantage in something, which I realized, what a stat, Craig. Great job with your hockey coverage. but it was 33-14 the first game. And that does not count the 32 shots that get blocked by Capitals players. So we're talking about, what is that, 65 shots in total that get fired off. And then the 33 that make it on net. And in game two, it's 28-21. So they still blocked to the Capitals 33 shots. So I looked at the stat sheet and I was like, wait, what? Because it says that the Hurricanes took 28 shots and the Capitals blocked 33. That math doesn't math.
Yeah.
But no, it's shots on net to get through that are 28, but 33 others taken that are blocked by Washington. And so it's Wilson, it's Carlson. Logan Thompson was obviously incredible, saves 27 of the 28. And I actually texted Joe B, Anthony, too, on that second goal for Washington, with the one that Carlson scores, where they get the puck east-west, because that's what Joe B said yesterday. He's like, hey, you want to beat a goalie like Anderson? He's 6'5". He's a big dude. You got to get him moving. And I texted Joe B, and I was like, East West, you say, huh? He's like, yes, sir. So great win last night for the Caps. And it definitely feels like, especially with the way they played in that second period, but still even so in the third, this, you know, I think that was the disheartening thing coming out of game one, right? It's just you are totally disheartened because you just got so thoroughly outplayed in every facet of the game. You were out physical, you were out shot, you were out hustled, you were out everything. Capitals, and you didn't control any stretch of it. Capitals last night, they controlled long stretches of that game. They come out 3-1 with the victory, and it is off to Raleigh on the weekend. Other than that, there was just one NBA game on the playoff side of things last night. And, oh man, was it a rough one for the Warriors. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs last night next here on the Team 980.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.